changed today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you, I'm only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that day, it's the only two. Man, how many times have I shown and proved? Man, how many nights I've been woke, swerving the potholes, not trying to fuck up the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes, he thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? They want my life exposed, they want to know about the highs and lows. Well, summer all I did was rest, okay? And New Year's all I did was stretch, okay? And Valentine's Day I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? 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 We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? 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 We'll see what's about to happen. Hey, hey, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, we'll see what's about to happen. I'm making a change today. The liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. Hey, yeah, I got one lawyer, got one in that day, the only two. Man, how many times have I told you the truth? Man, how many nights I've been woke, swerving them potholes, not trying to fuck up the wheels and fuck up the deals. I'm posted in Stockholm, it's me, the owls, and the twins, it's only the real. I'm moving way too humble, Weezy and handed it off, I still got no fumbles. I'm on a hot 100, numero uno, this one ain't come with a bundle. I'm in the wind, a million in chocolate chips, and that's just how my cookie crumble. I put a skirt on a whip and a crown on a six, but there's no need to dress up the numbers, ayy. Hey, yeah, but I guess they must have their reasons. They wanna know how I'm living my day-to-day life in the regular season. Well, summer all I did was rest, okay? And New Year's all I did was stretch, okay? And Valentine's Day I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay, okay, we'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay, okay, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, hey, we'll see what's about to happen. Hey, we'll see what's about to happen. I'm making a change today, the liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away, that's kinda like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth.
We're here. Welcome to the Gray Line. I am your host, Gray Boston Nova. Welcome back, people. It's been a while. Yes, we have Skylar today. Skylar J. What up, lady?
Hi.
How you doing today?
What's going on?
How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. It's so hot in my house. The AC not working in my building, so I'm totally irritable right now.
Oh, hell no. Hell to
good.
The no.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. At least you're keeping good positive vibes and good spirit through it all. Well, today we have Skylar J, a public relations agency, a social media management company. We will be conducting her interview today. Skylar has never had an interview on Street Smart Radio, which is so weird because she's been here for so damn long. And we've never even thought about that until recently. It's crazy.
Yeah, because I was so busy worrying about my clients and making sure they have platforms and stuff to come on and stuff like that. And I'm really feeling excited about being on the other side of the microphone being interviewed. Like, I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Tell us, you know, give us a little insight. Where you from? What's the name? Of course, I just gave them the man, but I want you to introduce your company, where you're from, and what it is exactly your company does.
Okay, well, I'm from Washington, D.C., and my business been in for like 3 years. I think I've been in business for three years. I haven't really been counting. And what we do at my business, we manage people's social media presence. You know, we do marketing videos, you know, and we just make sure, you know, clients' brand is out there on all the platforms and stuff like that. You know, and I'm super excited to be working with clients that I have now, especially with you. You're one of my clients. And, you know.
Yes, indeed,
so,
I am. Yes,
like,
indeed,
just,
I am.
I'm just super excited to learn more stuff about marketing. And I just want to see my clients go places, especially also, too, because it's all about the collaboration. When you're collaborating with, you know, business owners, you know, music artists, anybody that's in entertainment or the business world. And I'm just so passionate about what I do, you know.
So what was it that made you want to start a social media management and PR agency? What got you into it?
Okay, so my client that I work with now at Delightful Treats, Platters, and Pastries, me and him go back. We childhood friends. We went to school together. And, you know, and he was talking about relaunching his business and stuff. So I told him, I said, well, why don't you – I said, well, I can handle your social media, because before I even started my business, I was pretty much on social media a lot, and I was sharing everybody's stuff, sharing all my favorite music artists, you know, music and stuff like that. So he was telling me, why don't you just start your own business? So I was like, I don't know, because I've never started a business before. You know, I've never been in this type of situation, so I was kind of nervous. So, you know, he kept pushing me, so I decided to do it. And I jumped out there on faith. I didn't know what the F I was doing. You know, I've never been a public relations person or a marketing person. You know, I market myself as far as putting pictures out, you know, little kitschy pictures out and all that kind of crap or whatever. But I just never thought that I would be here 3 years later with a business and a business license and trying to move my business to the next level, you know?
Right. So tell us,
so that's how it started.
Give us a little bit of your pros and cons as far as working in the social media management area and public relations. Give us a little bit of a couple of your positives, your upkeeps of being in the field, and some of the things you've had to deal with on the negative side being in the field.
Okay, the negative side. It's not so many negatives. It's just certain people refuse to support you if you're not acting a fool on social media.
Right.
And that kind of irritates me, but I kind of just stay away from that and just stay focused.
Yeah.
And stay focused on what I'm doing and what I'm doing for my clients and stuff, you know. And a lot of people don't support you. I feel like, I guess, because I'm a woman, you know, a lot of, I guess, men don't really want to support you. But I get a lot of women that support me a lot, you know. And I have a few men. I'm not going to put them down. But, you know,
But it's very few and far in between when it comes to males.
Like my women be all like really, really, you know, then you got the men, you know, secretly all in my inbox talking that dumb shit, and I'm not with all that. Like, if you ain't talking business, stay the hell out of my inbox. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't have time for that. But the happy part, but the fun part about it is meeting new people and networking and putting myself out there, because that's always been my problem. Like, I always was scared to put myself out there because I was scared to fail or people rejecting me or something, or, you know, telling me I don't know what I'm doing. And like, I have all this stuff in my head at first, but now I don't think like that anymore, you know, because, you know, I'm learning as I go along.
Territory, though, you're going to get on, I mean, that's where any business you do, you're going to get you got your pros and your cons, and you're going to have those that are going to support you and push you up. And then you have those that are going to have something negative to say, or they're not going to support you until they feel as if it's going to be beneficial for them, or they can get some type of spotlight off. So
I definitely agree with you on that in this
game. And another thing is, the funding part, the taking care of your budget. A lot of artists think that, and a lot of entertainers and a lot of business people, their responsibility to keep up with their tab, not the business owner. If I'm your PR agent, I expect my bag to be here. And if it's a problem, then holler at me and let me know it's a problem. Yeah. We can work something out, especially when we mutually working with one another. But don't fumble my bag, dog. Don't be grimy about it. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing.
But you know what?
Yeah.
In the beginning, I'm not going to call any names out, but I had like maybe 5 or 6 other clients before. Now I have 3 now, and I love the 3 because I can like focus on them, because it's just me right now. You know, my husband, is involved, but he's really involved on the outside as far as doing my photography, coming up with ideas to, you know, keep, you know, put my business out there more, you know. But it's just me. So, you know, some people try to curry me, you know, and act like I you know, like I wasn't nothing, like disrespecting me totally. But I never act out. I'm great. Yeah. I never act out, even
because
how
bad
I wanted
to. Yeah, because that's a part of this. You're going to get those people, but being a professional, you're supposed to learn how, you're supposed to know how to maneuver around that and move on, because you got to look at it like this. You act out, and then what? That brings not only to bring a negative sense to your organization and your company, but it's painting a stain on you and what you're doing. It's it's wasted energy, something that you, when you can just move on. Simple as that. But, you know, this is, it's like that, you know, like I said, it's like that with any business you have, pretty much. Yeah. You know, you got these jokers out here that's going to try to play you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know, like, they act like you really don't. And a lot of people, it's very seldom that you have those that have started a business and don't know what they're doing. So, you know, when you start business, even whether it be family or friends, they be, you know, they be a little hesitant. And they don't, a lot of people that you would think that's supposed to support you don't be there. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, they see you starting to get a little following. They see you starting to move around a little bit. Then they want to hey, come the pop-up shop. Nah, player. Nah, you need to get on this boat.
But you know what? Yeah, but you know what? I control, like, my part, like, my image. Whatever I put out, it's very, like, I'm very on it when I put stuff out. Like, I don't just, like, you know, it has to make sense, you know, as far as my marketing videos, like, I'm learning. Like, I got a bunch of vendors that I'm working with this other new company that distribute new marketing video materials and stuff like that. And my other client at Design by D, shout out Design by D, they've been designing some T-shirts and yoga pants for me. Because I really want to, secretly in my heart of heart, I want to, like, do something with clothes. You know, like, take my brand to the next level. If I can, you know, collaborate with somebody, they can help me design some stuff, you know, and we can blow split the money, like, whoever I work with, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that I want to do, you know. I just want to learn
that's
more
all
about
branding. That's a part of the whole branding thing. You got to be weird, exquisite, you know, and broad at the same time. You got to be able to, you know, do other things. You got to do things that others ain't doing either. So keep that in the back of your head,
too.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
You know what I mean? You got to bend it a little bit. Bend it like Beckham a little bit. But we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Y'all sit tight. And we'll be right back. And we're going to get to the thick of it about everything that's going on. This is The Gray Line. Welcome to The Gray Line. I'm your host, Gray Bossanova. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Did it work? I'm up with
number one, yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks, let me spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe. Jet set, watch the sunset, kinda, yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Work. I'm up with
yeah, babe,
I'm up with
yeah, babe,
yeah, babe,
yeah, babe. In the morning or late,
get up, work.
I'm up with
yeah, babe,
yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late, get up, work. I'm up with
goes on with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum.
You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, you got that yum, yum, that yum.
Y'all know we about to get into the thick of it. Y'all know how I do things. It's time for news, community, conspiracy, and everything else in between. Yeah, baby. Okay, first up, we're going to get on this whole this COVID thing about Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, okay? We knew from the beginning that he knew more than when he was saying that that it was. We knew from the beginning that he was rubbing elbows with Bill Gates. And he had been for a long time. He, matter of fact, he was a good buddy of Bill Gates' father. I recall telling you guys that before one of our last episodes that him and Bill Gates' father and Dr. Fauci was one and one. Now it's coming out that after all is said and done, after they tried to downplay it so much that it didn't come from the Wuhan lab. It didn't come from it came from bats. That's what they try to make us believe, that this virus came from bats. When we all know deep down inside that that's just a bunch of bullshit. We know it's a bunch of bullshit. We know that. Now, early on, I had already said, okay, so here's this thing called remote viewing. The U.S. military, okay, if you can look it up. You can Google it whenever you get a chance. You can go on YouTube. You can find videos about it. But for the longest time, dating back to the Manhattan Project, and if you don't know what the Manhattan Project is, go see about that too. It's about them cloaking buildings and naval ships and different things and sending them from one place to another, amongst other activities, with this advanced technology. Now, back then, around the time when the Spanish flu came out and all that, it just almost the same way the Spanish flu fell out. But see, it was different then than it is now. And I don't understand why, because we're so much more advanced. Well, that's what we would be led to believe, that we're so much more advanced now than we were then, that you would have thought this COVID thing would have been in the bag. As soon as it, you know, bad, especially the United States. Especially in the United States, with us having one of the many of the most renowned psychologists, doctors, physicians, all around the world, from all around the world here, from India, from China, you got them all here. You would think we would have this thing in the bag. They try to make us believe it was from bats. Now it's coming out. Now it's all leaking out that, hey, maybe this did come from a Wuhan lab. Maybe this. Did actually come from the Wuhan lab. Now, mind you, the United States was funding the Wuhan lab. We were sending money there. We were sending money there. Matter of fact, Obama sent a good amount of billions of trillions of dollars to fund.
Let me ask you something. So what is the purpose of the United States sending money over to that lab? I'm totally confused about that.
Because it's a thing called China got us in their pocket. If you think about how much the United States, like how much land China owns, how many military personnel, and how much product they have going in and out of our country on a daily basis. Think about
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. But that's
now,
true.
China
that's
is
true.
A superpower. It's United States is a superpower. You got the United States. You have Russia, major superpower. You have China. That's a major superpower. And I think anything else outside of that is really not too much debatable. Because if we go, if we say mm-hmm. if we was to have World War III, we pretty much, in my eyes, COVID was a part of World War III, in my eyes. That's biological warfare.
Mm-hmm.
We're not,
yeah, it is.
Those days of us putting boots on ground the way we used to get out there. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's still happening. I still got comrades and battle buddies and going overseas and fighting with that good old M16 and that good old saw. We still got them over there. We still got that Iron Dome popping over there. But that is coming. That's coming to an end. We're starting to see more biological things happen, not even just biological war. Like, we got weather warfare. You be a fool to think,
mm-hmm.
come on, Skylar. You know damn well all this shit with the weather just ain't, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a fucking fool
but
to just think some of this shit just happening on regular by itself. Come on now.
But you know what's so funny? Me and my husband was having a conversation about the cicadas. Now, as long as I've lived in Washington, D.C., I've never heard
mm-hmm.
of cicadas. I've never heard the noise. I've never really actually seen them before. But
that's because they were in hibernation for 13 years, though.
Oh, wow.
They just it's been 13 years. They've been gone for 13 years, and they're just coming back out up in open.
Yeah.
I just was watching on TikTok the other day about these people that was taking the cicadas and deep frying them and eating them. My God.
I've seen that. Oh my God.
What
Ugh.
In the hell?
Because you know my cat is obsessed. She goes on the balcony and I have nothing but dead corpse of cicadas on my balcony. And she's eating them, decapitating their head, killing them, swiping at them, doing all types of crazy stuff.
Be careful with your cat
her
instinct. Be careful because
they said it was good for the animals. Is it true?
But they can't eat too much. It's like the same thing as eating shrimp.
Yeah.
Seafood. It's high in mercury. So
yeah, but see,
they eat too much, and it can hurt.
She's definitely
them.
Been throwing up and stuff, but she kind of stopped eating them, so now she's just killing them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's just totally obsessed. And, you know, she's a cat, so her instincts is up, you know, ready to attack and do all that type of cat stuff that they do. I don't know. It's crazy. But I wish they go away because they are annoying.
another good
annoying and aggressive for me.
another good trending topic that's up in the air right now. We got more information coming out regarding information that plenty of us probably already knew. If you've been doing your research and you've been paying attention to the headlines, this Jeffrey Epstein thing is not going away anytime soon. I'm here to let you know it's going away.
Well, I thought, because see, I haven't heard no more about it, so I was just assuming, you know, that since he died or something, I guess they over it, but I guess they not. I don't know.
No, because see,
I kind of stay away from that kind of stuff.
He's not okay. Although he may be dead, you have to think about how many people in the world this man had an influence over. How many people
mm-hmm.
in the world this man managed to go to every last country in this world and blackmail
mm-hmm.
these leaders and entertainers under the pretenses of what? Pedophilia. You have got to be kidding me. Pedophilia. Now that he's dead, it's not over yet because all that still has to come to light. It's so much more shit that we don't know about because guess what? The shit that Bill Cosby was doing, the shit that Harvey Weinstein was doing, that's all connected to Jeffrey Epstein. That's all one and the same. Fucking Hugh Hefner
dying.
Are you
kidding me? Wow.
All living in a Playboy mansion. Come on now. It's all a part of the same circle, mm-hmm. the same thing. It it's one big ring, okay? And half of the people, Jeffrey Epstein was just the tip of the iceberg. He's gone. But guess what? Now all that information is out in the open about all of these people, even the royals that was doing this stuff to these women and children, and not even just women and children. These were grown men. Some of these children that were saved can't even see the day, the day of light. You know why? They can't see them because they've been in the dark for so long that if they see the light, it fucks with their nerves. It fucks with their head. It fucks with their being. So now they have to rehabilitate in order to be able to see the sunlight again because they've lived their life underground. And then these underground islands in this island and these underground bunkers and underground houses and stuff for so long, and nobody never pays attention. And for the life of me, I can't understand how the leaders of our country, probably because most of them was partaking into it, but how so many just overlooked all these children and all these women, all these bodies around these national parks going missing. How do you just millions and millions of people on a daily basis, ambulances going on, and these people are never to be found? How do you explain that? Why was this never brought to light? Now it's being brought to light that all these people and children that are missing are the product, more than likely a product of trafficking, human trafficking, and sex trade slaves and stuff. This is, wow. You got to be fucking kidding me. That makes you want to hold the woman, your family so much closer, your friends so much closer, look after your people, because it's something as simple as you walking, going outside to take your garbage out and somebody coming around the corner. Did you see that shit where the guy pulled up in the Dodge with the little girl outside playing at the school bus and tried to kidnap her?
Oh, my God, I saw that. Like, that is so crazy to me because now they're getting so bold. To the point is they just running after these little kids, these little teenage girls, because a couple of 2 years ago, me and my husband was on vacation, and it was some people was coming there to scout out young girls to use them to prostitute them or do whatever they do, and it was disgusting. Like, they was kidnapping girls from the beach.
Wow.
And taking them other places to pimp them out, to disgusting. You know what, men? Some men are pigs. Like, all men ain't pigs, but some men are pigs. You know, bottom line, point blank, period. It's just disgusting.
It's sad.
It's a sad case of affairs.
But this is, you know, like I said, how has it gotten so bad that, like, why was this allowed to happen? And then you have not only after me, myself, you know, I went to school, I graduated with a master's in science in criminal justice. And in my studies and in volunteering, you learn a lot of the facts when it comes down to human trafficking, sex abuse, domestic abuse, and all of that, right? The foster care system and everything. And looking at our system, a lot of this shit is taking place within our systems that's supposed to be
rehabilitation. This trafficking and stuff been going on for years, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta think back. This goes back to way before. Okay, an infamous case. Do you remember the Atlanta child murders, where over 50 kids?
Oh my God! That was the saddest situation in America.
And you know what? And even part of even with that case, they still think it's more sinister behind something with that case. Like, there is a black man locked up for that situation, but they feel as if it is more people involved, not just him.
That he didn't kill all those people by himself?
I don't believe so. I believe that he probably had an accomplice, and he took that whole rap. It's like, that was around the time you had the Atlanta child murders. Around the same time you had the Virginia, it was some crazy was going up and down like the highways of Virginia, killing folk all around Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the Atlanta child murders was happening, and he was sexually assaulting them, and if they was couples, he was doing it to the couples and then killing them. Like, It's and all of this comes from out of goes back to those times. You got to think this human trafficking and stuff has gone back ages and ages and ages. You know what I'm saying? But now, as time has progressed and our technology and our way of moving around has, you know, gotten better, advanced, why we ain't catching these people? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got all this face technology and all this other stuff. Why we not catching these folk? It's simply
because
you know
they don't
want
to catch them. That's why. Because they don't want to catch them. That's why. Because they catch everybody else, but they can't catch these weirdos.
It's a great distraction from other shit.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to break. Y'all exactly. Stay right here. We'll be right back. Welcome to the Gray Line.
Thank you.
See, I think we got one.
Only love I ever felt for my mama. Oh, my mama, miss my grandma, miss my uncle. Rest in peace, never race. Cash out, big bitch from the west side. Cash down, Lord, this is not an S-class. Made back, I've been turning up for my city. I've been turning up for my city. Richie rich, fucker, then I leave it. Chain don't give me kids, all or nothing. Free bitch call me good, I don't call her nothing. She finessing, man, I need a dime. Hey, I need a, yeah, leave a message, dog, you know I'm a dog and hoe. Hey, I check my bottom hole, take her shot and she be fly. Her marriage, she need a ride, booty cold match in my mind. 21, brand new, no model, fuck name before I start wild. Calm down, 60, rhyme, ticket, bomb, sipping, down, Perry on. Bitches, fine, Lizzy, nine, play and get shot.
Taught me how to pimp a hustle. I go and hear the lick. You can go and ask Bubba. Big blocks, total real choppers. Whole lot of shooters, you don't want no problems. R.P. Jumba, top me in the broad day. Tryna pay this lawyer for my lovers. Gonna be a cold case. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey on owner. One thing I never seen was a bitch to leave. Every time I train a car and use a key. Push, start, fire, whip, two, glitches, steady, clips. On guard, they been sober. Pour a lot of dope in my soda. Magic City, I'm the owner. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't want him.
Sixes, rhymes, tickets, bombs, sippin', Dom Perignon.
Big Ryan, really, I'm done. Made it busy, red line. I done came out the muddy. I done put the most white diamonds on the blackest hoes.
I'm just turning up for my city.
I'm just turning up for my city. I'm just turning up for my city.
I've been turning up for my city. Grandma, daddy, mama, sister, I've been through so much lately. Running up in stash, damn next to me on the match. CMT, that's who I sign, but I like my pockets full. I got my game from the streets, I barely went to school. No nine, slow down, shot both times, I don't really like to squash it. On my daddy and my mama,
welcome back to the Gray Line. Okay, so
I'm back.
So
you
heard that song
today.
You heard that song that was just on, right? That we just played.
Uh huh. Who was that?
That was 42 Doug and Future. Now, did you pay attention to when he said, "Tell Steve Harvey I don't wanna"? he's so fucking petty.
Oh my God, he's still coming for homegirl.
Yeah, Lori Harvey.
Yeah,
Lori done moved on.
Oh my God, that is too funny.
she is with Michael B. Jordan now. She probably ain't even thinking about that man.
Let it go already.
And he done went and made a whole verse about her, and it's somebody else's song. That ain't even his song, damn it. It's somebody else's. And he had to throw that in there to make, you know.
Exactly.
Steve don't give a damn about you either. Steve probably ain't with her with your ass in the first goddamn place, mother sucker.
Exactly.
That's
millions of kids everywhere.
Facts. So, what do you think about this whole Caitlyn Jenner thing running for governor of California?
She a joke.
Ah.
It's a joke. That's all I have to say. She's a joke. Good luck. That's all I have to say. Good luck, and she's a joke.
Well, I thought that's how I was the only one. Like that, she made, you know, I hate when people like her make it bad for the rest of, for everybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because she know better. And when you know better, you do better.
You do better.
So much more she could be doing.
But one thing about her, she is so disconnected from the community. And after she didn't get all that time, she's for Trump and all that kind of stuff, I don't think nobody would never support her. I think she's a joke. I think she needs to sit her ass down and enjoy all her money and whatever she does in California. And just stop it. Just sit on down, boo. Because, first of all, you're a late bloomer anyway. So
I'm
going to need you to just stop.
I'm dead. Scholar J said it, y'all.
Her. Huh?
I said, Scholar J said it, y'all. She said she need to sit that down.
Yeah, sit down. It's okay. Enough is enough already. Nobody respects her. You know, nobody respects her in the community. Nobody fucks with her. So she just needs to stop.
So do we have any pride events going on? Any good headlining pride events that you know of going on in the D.C., DMV area? Good East Coast metropolitan area?
From what I heard, they say it was since they opening everything back up slowly but surely here. I guess they're going to stop all the parades like next year, you know, because I guess stuff, and I guess they're doing everything virtual again, you know.
This year?
So, yeah, I think so this year. I think so. So I don't even, you know, I'm just assuming that that's what's happening because I haven't heard nothing, you know. Nothing here in D.C., really.
This weekend begins Austin, the city of Austin's Black Pride Weekend. It's not Black Pride Weekend. It's like more like a damn month, Black Pride Month. For pretty much all month long down here, Austin is lit. It's pretty much lit all month long.
Oh, wow.
Like every weekend, you got Big Frida coming down here. You got Pink Elephant Radio. They always turn up every single fucking year. I mean, every year, Pink Elephant Radio turns the fuck up. Bugs Gutta actually performed one year at the, I think it was Austin Black Pride. I'm not sure if it was South by Southwest, one of them, but he did perform for Pink Elephant Radio. I believe it was Black Gay Pride month.
That was pre-COVID,
right before COVID shut everything down. I think he was at that last drip drop event for Pride before they shut it down, and now they're getting ready to have another one, I believe, the next weekend. And then you have Big Frida coming to perform at the Long Center. You have Austin Black Pride, the organization with Sheldon Darnell, and What's in the Mirror with Tariq Daniels. A lot of them have a lot of things going on. I imply you to look up Austin Black Pride events on Facebook and Twitter. Uh-huh. I think all social media platforms for the most, you can even go to their website through the city of Austin or on Austin Black Pride And look at a lineup of events they have going on there. They always have a good lineup of people coming from everywhere. I mean, entertainers from everywhere. And it's when I mean, it's such a laid back community right now. During the daytime, it's pretty much like legislation time. You have some things going on, but not too much. They use pretty much during the daytime to protest. We have a lot of protests going on down at our state capitol here regarding LGBTQ legislation, trans legislation. We've been in a fight for that within the past. We actually just got finished cutting a bill off, getting a bill here to not be passed regarding the bathroom situation and some other things. But the one thing I will say here, the city of Austin, state of Texas, period, the state of Texas, period, when it comes down to LGBTQ issues, they do not take any of them slightly. They're
Well, that's good. But I think, I mean, they do the same thing here in D.C. too. They, you know, that's why I love my city and stuff. Shout out to Washington, D.C. You know I'm on live on my business page on Facebook. So I'm getting adjusted to going on live now and stuff. And, you know, because I have to show my face a little more often than I do because I need people to take me serious. And they need to see, they need to match the face with the brand and stuff.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. They always got to, you got to have a face to go with the voice.
Yeah, so we have definitely.
Now, Skylar is also the co-host for Gossip and Hip Hop, which will be coming on right after the Gray Line is done. Gossip and Hip Hop will be on tonight from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Miss Amira O and Skylar J. And Miss Jersey will be on tonight.
Shout out to Miss Amira O in the building.
Yes, they will be on next show. Always carrying, like usual.
Exactly. So
do you have any do you have any announcements you would like to make? Go ahead and put all your social media
handles
out. Let them know what I'm out.
I couldn't wait for that part, but yeah, so I have a couple of photo shoots coming up in this month when I go on vacation in a couple of weeks to the beach. I'm doing a photo shoot there. I have one in July and August. So I'm working on that to put out some new content for my business. Let's see. And also I want to start working on my own little show for just specifically for my business on your platform. So I'm looking forward to work with you on that.
Indeed.
You know, probably in October or, you know, whenever it happens. You know what I mean? And I'm definitely in September, I'm working on trademarking my name in September. I've been saving my ass off for the past couple of years. So I'm working to get my business name and stuff. So I'm just, you know, looking forward to the future and just putting my stuff out there more and learning more. And I must tell you from my heart that I love you for supporting me and being there for me through this whole wonderful journey, and I respect you so much. You know what I mean? Like,
indeed.
You just don't know. I know we don't talk a lot and stuff, and I'm being straight the fuck up because you know I'm a straight up type of chick. So
indeed, indeed.
But I just must tell you that I really appreciate you.
We supposed to be looking out for one another. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Exactly.
You know that.
Because nobody else gonna look out for us. Nobody else gonna do what we do, and that's why I tell my clients, you know, I'm here to support you. I'm here for us to support each other. I want everybody to win, you know, because my business is very important to me. Everything that I do now is so important to me, and I will not allow anyone outside forces to take me off my track because I'm focused. You know, I'm totally focused. I don't have time for games and the drama, blah, blah, blah. You know, I stay away from that, you know.
Exactly. That's what you got to do that.
If I need a read, if I need a read a bitch, I'll wait till I come on Street Smart Radio on Gossip and
exactly.
Hip Hop and read a bitch if I need
it. You got a whole platform to do it. You get, like I said, you got to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah, and
you
I do
know
that.
One.
Yeah.
Indeed,
exactly.
Indeed. And I appreciate you for choosing my platform, you know, because you could have...
Exactly.
You
could have
been anywhere else in the world,
but
you chose Street Smart Radio.
I can't wait to meet you in person, you know.
I know, right? Now
you
that
know,
this
come
COVID
to Texas,
stuff is
you
over.
Come to D.C.?
Oh, yeah. I've been trying
now.
To make it to D.C. I want to bring my baby there so bad.
Exactly.
So bad.
Now, since we back open, you know, everybody been out, hanging out. I'm still kind of nervous to take my mask down, you know, and stuff like that. So I don't know how that's going to work out.
Have you gotten vaccinated?
No, I haven't got vaccinated yet. I'm going to do all that when I come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said I wasn't going to.
Oh, you got yours? Yeah, I'm going to do mine when I come back from Ocean City. So I talk to my doctor and stuff, and they're going to set everything up. And I just come down there and take my shot or whatever and get this over with. Because I need to be able to get out. When things open back up, like going to events, you know, networking, meeting people, you know, stuff like that. I don't need to be
That's one of the reasons why I went ahead and got mine, because I come into, on a regular day now, I come into contact with, like, probably about anywhere between 50 to 100 people per day now. And with me doing events and coming back open, like, I want to be able to move freely, and one thing I don't want to have to worry about is no fucking mask. I'm sick of it.
I am so sick
of a fucking mask. And with me being, you know, my immune system being already compromised, and then not only that, I'm coming home to my wife, I'm coming home to my daughter, you know, I got
your
nieces and nephews I'm around. Like, I can't, you know, just think about me. It's not just about me. It's about, you know, all of us. So that's the reason why I got it. But I had to invite anybody that do get it, do your research before you get it on which ones to get, because some of them do have, you know, Johnson & Johnson. I don't understand why anybody would want to get Johnson & Johnson. They can't even do right with shit like baby powder and Tylenol. So I don't know why anybody would want to get Johnson & Johnson.
Didn't they have a big lawsuit from the baby powder?
Yeah.
Like ovarian cancer?
Yeah, like the talcum in it.
Yeah,
that's
why
I said they can't even do right with baby powder and fucking Tylenol. Why would you want to get a vaccine from them? That's beyond me. But I got me and my wife and I, we both got the Moderna one. And we got we got Moderna, and it's one more. I think Pfizer is a good one. Moderna and Pfizer, from what I understand. And the other ones are a little bit offish. Johnson & Johnson and some other one is a little – those are the ones that was giving people the problems with, like, the side effects of, like, blood clots and all the rest of that shit. Nah, they can have all of that, okay?
Exactly.
Well, we thank y'all for tuning in tonight to The Gray Line. As usual,
thank you for
we'll
having
be right
me.
Back
I'm so
in another
excited.
2 weeks, every other Saturday, excuse me, at 5 p.m. We will be here on The Gray Line on Street Smart Radio. Skylar J, you have anything
and I just
want
to
people know?
I just want to shout out Delightful Treats Platters and Pastry. That's one of my clients. Designed by D. They have some wonderful, Designed by D have some wonderful designs. So check them out. Check out Street Smart Radio for all the latest hip-hop news, politics, all that kind of stuff. And I just want to say thank you for having me and all that good stuff. I really love this.
No doubt. We appreciate you for coming on. Interview was fantabulous. We love you, and we'll again. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Gray Line. We're going to call it a night.
Yeah, thank you for
tune
having
in.
Me.
Stay, keep it locked. We got Gossip and Hip Hop coming up next.
Yes, Skylar J in the building. Gossip and Hip Hop. Mr. Mira O, we're in the building.
You know how the cracker motherfuckers do when they kill a deer? Or like when they go out killing animals, whatnot? Got them on the front of the truck, tied up, stretched out. so everybody can see it. You feel me? I'm serious. That's what I want. I want that motherfucker on display. We send a message to the courtyard about this motherfucker, so people know we ain't playing.
Yeah, we got people tonight.
You tell him it's 1,000 on the bucks, and it's a deuce on Omar.
So he got a lot of heart for a cocksucker, huh?
Fuck about a bitch, nigga. Call my girl to get your mother. Ain't a bitch, same nigga. Ain't no competition, but some of them is dope. Bar for bar, I kill them all. Line them up, I bring them through. Top five, dead or alive. Can't fuck with the kid. You got Jigga, Jada, Kiss, Kim, Bugs, and Big. When I say I'm spitting the hardest, I'm telling the truth. And when I say I'm better than them, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to y'all. I'm a bully, so I'm hogging the ball. All y'all niggas in the way, then get the fuck out the yard. When I speak, niggas listen, you better pay attention. I'm dope in real life, y'all just thirsty for a mention. Motherfucker, I'm a boss, so I'm calling the shots. Silly rappers playing tough, but they calling the cops. I'm so cocky and I talk a lot of shit. Call y'all niggas brown skin, cause y'all stay on my dick.
Yeah, mirror on the track, nigga, what's up? Bars like bullets, trigger pullers, yeah, cuts up. Got the duck top taped down, get the nuts up. And the boots out, nigga, why? Hate the orders, yeah, pop, go to weasel. Can't catch a take, got a cop on an eagle. Take a staircase, kill the landscape, hop the train, leaving no trace. Yeah, the plot is illegal. Got me in and out, how long got me bleeding out? Better hit my door when I'm done, then I'm leaving out. Man, energy. Get the back rows, feel like top rows, don't get beaten up like, oh, 120 MPH with the top down. Damn, homie, no escape, couple Glock sounds. Get a clip, then a boom, couple pop sounds. Top, top, nigga, pop, can't stop now. Oh, he running, don't worry, Bucks wanna get him. He ain't never coming home, slugs wanna slit him. Lean way, act, no bury, we ain't got time in the open space. Yeah, the Bucks wanna get him. Done, no cap, it's a rap for you niggas. Get it on wax, all black for you niggas. When you hit a black, black whiz, gonna snap, bitch, stop, rap on you niggas.
No, I'm aiming at these niggas' head. I want these niggas dead, pump they body full of lead. Hang them high, chop off they leg. You never seen a nigga quite like me. Everything I got on custom, they can't do it like me. They screaming, Chico, Chico, how the fuck you do it? Rawest nigga on my turf and I ain't had to do shit. Any beat you throw at me, I eat it. I'm so ruthless, leaving behind nothing but bones. And I use them boys as toothpicks, huh? No Jason, but I'm masked up. They don't really want it, break it, better push your cash up. Like a mad hoe, I'm really known as fast, bro. Leave a nigga fucked like a bitch with an ass up. Oh God, I'm the head, I'm a class, bro. And I don't smoke crap, motherfucker, I spit it. Everything I rap, take your head out, fuck a 16. Now I kill a nigga with a standing. Get mask on the one, nigga. And yeah, I got the sauce, tell these other niggas catch up. Street skipping and draws, if it's not us, I need 50 feet. Tell these other niggas back up. Cause the way shit going, I'ma act up. And I'ma have a nigga calling his niggas for backup. When they arrive, I'ma put him on display. Chop his head off, hold it high and walk through the crowd like, oh,
go steady. I'm a shot town where shit get heavy. Good for the going, I ain't gotta get ready. Jokes on you now, call me King Petty. Jonas Super Saiyan, do you know what they really mean? Bars like fire, spill this fucker, ultra light beam. Kamikaze missions, niggas selling pipe dreams. Touching from the blast, blow these niggas at the skinny jeans. Shots the BK job from the gutter. Buzz on the hippie trip now, motherfucker. That's our new brother, if we speaking, I'll touch ya. But it's only just a rush. They call me Mr. Bombastic. Black hippie trip, fantastic. Call me when the shit get drastic. Style so spastic, tin to the ground, outlastic. Listen now, I'm about to let you have it, have it.
Pop up to a ball, make them fall into a real dip. Came most beauty with bars from a real nick. They better watch the little shots they taking. That top pot is mine for the taking. Your niggas on ape shit, mine's on gorilla. King most and balls the pink gorilla. We kill stages, you haters be C fillers. I'm from the first. I went to school with street killers. So when the damn thing, niggas tell me I'm the shit, I know you smell me. Ten game, they average, they can't fail me. Wait for words, yes, I can spell me. So I'ma keep buzzing my flow nasty like cold stuff. I leave a rap nigga cold stuff.
You got that right, you know what the fuck it is. Don't get smacked up, talking all that shit. Bitch, you might get clapped up. I'm about to hold my circle, she gets fucked like Casper. You a scary bitch, you look like the actor. You ain't shit, hoe, you can't fuck with me. Want your real boss to stand next to me. In my hood, they all say I'm kinda mean. Bitch, I really snatch you up, you get full turn on me. Yeah, I'm a bull on red, you're dead. If I find out you fuck with my bread. But I got shooters from the wet. And they never wanna end, cause they only wanna spread. Yeah, you get dipped in a body bag. Bitch, you sick, cause I carry that 40 in my Louis bag. Get you wet like a body bag. You try me one more time, cause I know where your family at.
Body bag, bitch, I'm on the run. Catch you with the crew, you never held a gun. This nigga got my tongue. I ain't never been scared to be the nigga in the club. I'm a beast, I'm a hot head, call it bitch Hades. Every time I'm on the track, I'm like, you bitches be hating. Yeah, I see you in the comments, silly bitches can't take me. But you never run up on me, cause you know I be waiting. I'm chilling with bugs, and we all about our money. Brands blowing up, and now these pony niggas acting funny. I'm looking like Wayne, till these bitches young money. Why the fuck you throwing shade when it's looking kinda sunny? Kill it, bitch, career yelling for an end. I'ma keep you looking left like Martin. Cast that energy, yeah, soft man. Known the mail on your throat, that's some corpse.
I love the fact, I don't love the chit chat. I don't need a dap from you, should get back. They wanna be down like Brandy. We a small circle over there like a rich pack. Everybody got pride in the summertime, but I ain't blind, everybody ain't an ally. My third eye wide open like a combine. Wanna book the kid, tell him drop a lump sum. Bars got your head spinning like a rum punch. Wanna run up on me with a dumb fuck. Got sugar for your tea if you want some. Blow the smoke in your face when a blunt gun. Party been through, but you lingering. Clothes out the dryer, clinging. Try to get a benefit of the doubt, but these niggas always move a little funny like penguins.
Hottie world, hottie nation. It's a real bad bitch on a shit invasion. No easy ass baby, but the cash she pays. Me and a stupid ass comic can never fade. I'm sitting in a photo, my girl in Manolo, and I am dipped in Versace. My style is hot like some Takis. I'm about to change up the topic. I'm about to be a hot topic. Ain't shit you can do to stop it. So I suggest you go up the ladder to the roof, cause that's where the party is. And don't forget my champagne, you won't forget my damn name. Yeah, I might be a little more coined up, but a bitch show ain't changed. I really don't have time to play with you. I will not lower my shades when I talk to you. Yes, I'ma hold my head up like a boss when I walk through. Cause I did what they said I cannot really do. So the joke is not me, I think it's really you. I do not get even, I make my money, I told you. I'm too busy, catch a flight to move it through the city. I'm overcome a lot, I don't need your pity. I can be a hood bitch, but I really am Sadiddy. No, I said hood bitch, her name is Sadiddy. Ask her like she the only one to work at Magic City. So what the fuck is you saying? Give me all my money or I'm really not playing. I gotta catch this flight, I'm going to Japan.
Imagine niggas lying by shooting the real bitch. Just a safe face for rapping niggas you chill with. Imagine me giving a fuck it was your fucking birthday. You and your feelings, I just thought it was another Thursday. Now imagine me cop blocking niggas on some dry shit. I don't want you on a bitch, believe you wouldn't have been invited. And if it wasn't for me, same week you'd have been indicted. You walk in when I can talk, I guess that made my friend excited. Now y'all in cahoots, you a pussy bitch. You shot a 5'10 bitch with a 22. Talking about bones and tendons like them bullets wasn't pellets. A pussy nigga with a pussy gun in his fillet. Okay, he in the back sitting, she calling me a bitch. We all know the shit I could've came back with. He talking about his followers, dollars and goofy shit. I told him, you're not popping, you just on the remix. Now here we are, 2020, 8 months later. And we still ain't got no fucking justice for Breonna Taylor. Any nigga on that nigga's side is a clout chaser. A bitch who we fucking or a hoe that he paying. Imagine me. Imagine me entertaining you fucking goofy ass niggas and you fucking goofy ass bitches. Who you taking shots at, goofy ass nigga? Keep your broke ass out of rich bitch business. And that go for you bitches too, that's trying to get picked. Talking shit, I slide, only thinking that you slick. Oh shit, it's a lot of weak niggas in this bitch. They confused, they hate me, but watch my videos be they dick. Who a snitch? I ain't never went to the police with no names. I thought a bitch that got her chance to call her loss had something to say. Hey, I be speaking facts, they can't handle that, they want me to be the bad guy, let me put my mask on. Shows, I ain't asked to be this motherfucking cold. Still a brightest star and not just the ones that's up in this bowl. Keep it pimping always, actions do the talking. I know you want the cop, so I ain't saying y'all name. Oh, you out here ballin', huh? Who you get that money from? 10 toes down for whoever get the petty, huh? I be so content cause I know I'm a real bitch. And anything I say, I'm never scared to repeat it. You think I was a killer, how these niggas scared of shit? I pull up one deep, but niggas bring they whole click. Ay, who you taking shots at, goofy ass bitch? Watching me succeed from your knees sucking dick. I know you want attention from the niggas that I get. I'm a snake, you a side place, trim stay in your place. Real bitch, yeah, yeah, I ain't selling fairy tales. FaceTime my nigga while my other nigga laying there. Bitch, think she sabotaging something, tryna run and tear. Bitch, I got a bun with my niggas and they all aware, yeah. Who you taking shots at? Shut up with your scary ass. No profile pic, bitch, your mama shouldn't have had. Kick me while I'm down bad, I remember all that. Next nigga send a shot, I'ma send it right back.
bought it, crib, got it, job on it. Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Paris or go sailing overseas and just drape me in Gucci, no? All I ever asked was you to pick up the phone when you alone. All I ever asked was you to show me some love, kisses and hugs. No, I never had to let you go to the club with your boys, baby. I never wanted you to stay too long, just wanted you to show me up. So won't you say my name if you claim you want me. It ain't no that, you acting kinda shady. You ain't been calling me baby, yo. Boy, you can go stop playing games, playing games. I know you see it in my line, I'm on your mind. And that you want it bad, so who is that? I'm just trying to match your words with your actions. I need more than satisfaction. Did you really feel that action? Really wanna get your up, a place in front of your friends. How that works? Glad that you're doing the most, but we take a picture, get posted. How that works? Let you know, get back to shit up. Won't you say my, say my. So won't you say my name if you claim you want me. It ain't no that, you acting kinda shady. You ain't been calling me baby, yo. Boy, you can go stop playing games, playing games.
They hear these words and call me foolish. Call me stupid, like what the hell I'm doing. I've been in the studio and focused on my music. Ain't got no time to press you about them hoes that you've been screwing up. Cause I know where I stand. Know I got the keys to your heart in my nightstand. You gon' find that testing out the waters ain't exciting. As you thought it was, nigga, you'll be coming right back. Nah, 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 nah. I ain't gon' fix it, so I'm still here. Nah, 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 nah. As long as you respect the way I do feel.
Love me good.
Love me good and lie to me. Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. I don't wanna be the one complaining. As long as you don't see nobody that I hang with.
Love me good. Love me good and lie to me.
Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. As long as you don't see nobody that I hang with. They don't understand our arrangement. Oh, it's love waiting just for you. So don't pass it up, cause you'll regret it too. All this love waiting just for you. So don't pass it up, cause you'll regret
don't
it
lie
too.
Don't lie to me, don't lie to me. Slide the Malibu and have some V-sex. Coming back to back, she hitting goals that she ain't reach yet. She ain't all romantic cause I'm too deep inside this street shit. Lick her neck, she shaking, I ain't get down to her feet yet. Could you accept me for my past, but ain't no drama here. Ain't know about credit, I try to buy her ass with Obamacare. Say I'm disrespectful, I'm trying to fuck even though her mama there. Low key, I be texting all her friends, she told me she don't care. Trich ass, baby, be bitch ass, crazy. Toxic, baby, broken promises, you got me smiling, baby. Broke a couple promises, I'm wildin', baby, baby,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Love me good and lie to me. Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. Don't
want apologies. I don't wanna be the one complaining. Long as you don't see nobody that I hang with, yeah. Love me good and lie to me. Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. Long as you don't see nobody that I hang with, they don't understand our arrangement.
Hey, 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 this is your girl, Scala J, in the building.
What's up? It is your girl, Miss Jersey. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
How are things going? Thank you guys for tuning in to Gossip and Hip Hop tonight. We appreciate it.
Exactly.
How is life? Again, congratulations. Because love is a wonderful thing to be happy for.
And I thank you.
So what has been going on? Let's talk about some stuff with celebrities today, y'all. You know,
Okay. I have one.
Y'all know we talk the tea. What's going on, sis?
Yes, I have one. Let's talk about Portia and her scandal. It's more to it.
First of all, first of all, if y'all have not been keeping up, okay, Portia is now engaged to somebody else's husband who is on another show. So guess what? This is a little shaky.
Exactly.
People are saying, hey, you know, love is love, let that be that, you know, blah, blah, blah. They met afterwards, and some people beg to differ. So, what are your opinions on this one, sis?
Yeah, because when I was watching one of the episodes before this scandal had came out, I thought Fallon and Portia were friends because she was at her house. She invited her to her house. She was swimming in her pool. She was breaking bread. She was eating food out of this lady's house. And then next thing you know, months later, she's with her ex-husband. And I thought that was weird.
guess what?
But
guess what's weird? It's weird when you see shit in the water. Okay, but it happens.
Exactly.
It happens all day, okay? You can never go anywhere and swim and not see a turd, honey. Okay? And guess what? You know, we all know Portia be shady. Portia been shady. First of all, let's take it way back, okay? Y'all all know Portia talking shit with goddamn Phaedra. Everybody know it, okay? She weaseled her way out of that shit, and she played nice the next motherfucking season. Now she's just showing her motherfucking ass. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for her and her entrepreneurial, you know, marching for the right causes and stuff like that. That I do
definitely
commend honey
it.
On all day. However, comma, you shady bitch, you shady as fuck, and you know you got damn shady to be sleeping with that girl, man, like that, and then sit up here and be like, oh, we are engaged. You came out proudly with this. I mean, she was proud, bitch. She was proud.
Yeah, she was. And did you see the picture that they took? I don't know if that was a PR stunt, but it was her, Simon, and her baby father. I forgot his name.
It might be a PR stunt for next season. We don't know. You know, it might be a PR stunt for next season. You know what? You right about that one. That is a whole fucking PR stunt. Because,
yeah,
I mean,
you know,
why would
Portia,
you want people
Portia
tune
needs a
into what's going on? She got to keep herself relevant. She got to
keep
relevant.
And I'm here for it. Because I'm here for it, because I'm definitely watching it next year. Not next year, but next whenever it comes back.
Girl,
I am definitely here for the dirt.
Girl,
definitely.
Look. Okay.
It's way too much.
I can't wait. Cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay. Now, let's go ahead and get into one of our least favorite people. He's my least favorite. I do like him, but I don't like him. It's kind of like sorry, not sorry type thing. Toe that black, okay? This man was just eating a sandwich.
Oh, God.
Crazy. And I don't, you know what, I don't know what's going on with these new age celebrities, but I do feel in the most awkward, and some of them in the most fucked up goddamn situation, because they don't need to be it.
Mm-hmm.
That young man is patient. He don't need to be dealing with none of that extra bullshit. He know better. He know, I mean, and he got salad dressing on it. It looked like a whole Cobb salad, okay? I mean, eggs. He got slices of turkey, look like little slices of ham, cheese, lettuce. I don't know what dressing that is, but it looked like an Olive Garden. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So what happened with him?
Honestly, in my opinion, I feel like, you know, at some point he was right around the right company that will keep him in the right mindset. But I think he may have been exposed to some shit within the industry that kind of just led him on the path that he's in now. Because it is very common. Y'all know that. It's very common for these young folks to get up in the industry, be caught up by the glitz and the glam, get caught up with certain people that they should not have no dealings with. Next thing you know, they see something that changed their life, and it's just like, you can't go back. Now you're stuck.
No, you can't. Yeah, because I think that once you're in, you're in. There's no turning back, if you know what I mean.
Look at Kanye. You see he trying to fight his way out, and she upset because he don't want to sit up here and be paying her millions of dollars, and she don't want to be on TV with 3 failed marriages. Well, honey, it happened.
Yeah. Get over it. It happened to the best of us. Get over it, honey. It's going to happen to more people.
Girl.
But
calm down. like I know, she going to run his goddamn pocket. She going to run the shit out some goddamn pocket. She going to take some advantage of it. I mean, but here's what I also take away from it. At least he gets back his sanity.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like since he's been with her, he hasn't known who he is in a very long time.
Yeah, because I figured once his mother, I think because when his mother passed away, I think everything just fell apart for him. I'm just saying, I'm not... Allegedly. I must say allegedly because I don't know these people. We're just sitting here giving our own opinion on their drama and stuff like that. But I just feel so bad for him because when his mother passed away, that's when he started to fall apart. You know, things stopped to change.
Yeah, we all seen it.
Yeah.
We all seen Kanye.
It's sad, though.
From the time his mouth was wired shut to where he is now. And you can definitely see the difference in his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the difference in his music. This man is showing signs of being in a relationship he can't get the fuck out of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then also, he's a Gemini. So, you know, those Gemini got multiple personalities. I'm married to one, and I go with one now. So, you know, those Gemini.
But, y'all, we're going to go on break real quick. We will be right back.
Yes.
Gossip and Hip Hop.
Got a J in the building.
Yeah. Monday bloomer, 3 year on the scene. 20 racks don't feel like nothing to me. Came from the streets to turn me to a beast. Invisible set diamonds hugging my piece. But me for a show, I need 80 at least. I want the smoke, ain't no keeping the peace. Keep me a razor when I'm in the east. Open them up just like a surgery. Everything burning around me on lit. Show a little attitude, swap out the bitch. I spent 250, don't know where it went. My hood on my back, I gotta represent. Toronto, you useless, you don't got a pull. Warm that boy up, he got shot in the cold. 30 rounds in the clip, let it unload. I fucked the bitch, I pit right out of Vogue. Took
20 bitches on my first vacay. I ain't picking up, I'm a Turk's little baby. Happy otherwise, got diamonds in the face. Pulling out, ask to take a taste, little baby. Pulling out 50 racks, walking out of chase. If I drop dead, I'll be hard to replace. Hardly get thirsty, got water like a leak. My brother got locked, another bond I gotta pay.
Popping on the block, I never serve a cop. I office kept a Glock, I ain't about to see the grades. Pulling up, I make a quick stop. I shot one stop, I'm hot for 7 days. Pulling down a nigga, I see hopping out of rage. Chopper get it chopping like a blade. Ain't got no money, but you popping on your page. Trust me, we can never be the same. You know I like to flirt, no scrubs and turf. So I'm putting in work, I beat out of frame. Shit sweet, I'm moving up her. I bought her a Burke and a birthday cake. Not to dance her like Bobby do the fame. Fed your whole crazy and great. Cash them away, this a billion on the way. We just play the Billy with the game.
Took 20 bitches on my first vacay. I ain't picking up, I'm a Turk's little baby. Happy otherwise, got diamonds in the face. Pulling out, ask to take a taste, little baby. Pulling out 50 racks, walking out of chase. If I drop dead, I'll be hard to replace. Hardly get thirsty, got water like a leak. My brother got locked, another bomb, I gotta pay.
First time in Turks, had a whole bunch of work. Had to bring two jets, had a whole lot of babes. I first take a game, change a burst. With a change, gonna hurt, but it really ain't a game. Shout it like the Turk, I've been a rage. Really get the trippin' on the stage. Never ever let us see the men unless they pay. Niggas having beef all they pray. Cactus jack me up and die at the toe. Make sure the ones you with on gold. Make sure the ones you with is with it. Make sure the ones you with, she need a quick tank, I'm the Turks with the G's. But for that body, need more than the grease. Feeling the nose with some shit I can ski with. Hey, this the first time, it's hard to believe.
20 bitches on my first vacay. I ain't picking up, I'm a Turk's little baby. Happy otherwise, got diamonds in the face. Pulling out, ask to take a taste, little baby. Pulling out 50 racks, walking out of chase. If I drop dead, I'll be hard to replace. Hardly get thirsty, got water like a leak. My brother got locked, another bond, I gotta pay.
We are back, we are back.
Yes, so, we are, we're back. Enjoying the moment.
Let's catch up on our favorite Gorilla Glue hair girl. So she is now, you know, on social media, letting everybody know her hair growing back, you know, because, you know, now it moves. Not really, but it can move. So
watching
good
her
job
hair growing back.
Your hair back and doing what you needed to do to get that where it needs to be. However, let's not do that again because Gorilla Glue is not going to pay you shit. Yes, they're not paying you at all. At all. Let's steer in a different direction from the celebrity because I came across something today.
Uh-huh.
And I felt bad. So, ladies and germs, if you haven't heard, our good old Mr. Biden had a nice little discussion with some people talking about adding 4 more years onto high school. First of all, yes, he wants to add 4 more years onto high school. Now, if that was me, I'd be pissed as a kid. I'd be pissed. I would want to cuss somebody the fuck out, okay? Somebody would have needed to get some words, you know, because after 4 years, I was ready to get the fuck out of school. I was ready to be done. I was like, fuck this. You know, I graduated, yeah. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm fucking done with this, you know. A lot of people, a lot mm-hmm. of kids these days feel like that. A lot of kids are entrepreneurs already in high school so that when they get out, they ain't working for nobody.
Nobody, exactly. They working for self.
It's like you gonna put 4 more years on top of there? That's rude as shit. I would lose my mind. You know, that's so funny. Oh, go ahead.
When I went to high school, I was ready to get the hell out of there, honey. 4 more years.
Hello.
Oh my God, that's way too much.
I'm just saying, who the fuck wants to go back to school? Stay in school? Who wants to stay in high school for 8 years? Who does that? Like, if you in high school for 8 years, they should walk out with a bachelor's. Okay? They should walk out with a bachelor's degree. You should go into high school and walk out
with your high school diploma and a bachelor's degree. If you're going to send them to school for 8 years, incorporate some of these high schools in with these universities. But you want to know why they ain't going to do that? Because kids, ain't nobody the age who ain't supposed to be there going to be there. It's a liability. You know what? It's too much going on in the world. Too much going on in the world. Too much.
Exactly.
I think it's dumb as shit. And we're going to be the ones paying for it.
Yeah. The taxpayer. let's see what else we can talk about. Yeah, you know, Pose is coming to an end tomorrow. It's
first
the last
of all,
episode.
I enjoyed the show. Some people beg
me
to differ. Because it's not a real. I'm not going to say it's not a real depiction. It is a portion of ballroom.
Yeah, it's a portion.
Just a small portion of ballroom life. And the blunt of it that should have been exposed and what everyone in the community wanted people to see was not shown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a small, you know, Pose is, I feel like Pose was a good show because it at least brought something of a little substance of what the ballroom culture was like. Just something. It's better to have some representation than none at all.
Yeah, my opinion on that is I was into the ball scene. Man, I love that part. But I was more so into the storylines. That's why I kind of relate at the storylines with some of them and stuff like that. And it was just a wonderful thing to see positive, my trans sisters on TV in a positive light.
Yes.
That's why I took away from the whole show, because it was something positive. It was finally, I saw myself on the screen, and I loved it. It was just amazing to see some beautiful young ladies on TV. And
I mean,
it was positive. It was,
I called him my guy friend. He's my guy friend.
Mm-hmm.
I showed him a couple of episodes, and he was just blown away. He was like, "No way that that person is trans. No way that person is trans." I said, "Baby."
Oh yeah. They are boo.
No, and it's just like
get into it.
The other side that he got to see is the more vulnerable side, the side that people don't get to see.
I agree.
And rather than the depiction that some people, a vast majority, are trying to put out there, he got to see something more soft. You know, he definitely got to see more soft females, trans women in that show. So I do feel like the show brought some substance to the world in reference to the ballroom culture, but I would have really loved, like you said, for those storylines to be a little more spot on. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's like several houses represented within Post. And if y'all know homework, or if you already know, then you already know who these characters are depicting. I just feel like a lot of people felt like they didn't get
the true essence of who those house
mothers were. They didn't get a true depiction.
Yeah. But see, everybody needs to go back and watch on Paris is Burning, because that's where the show actually, where the writing and all the material came from was, Paris is Burning. So people need to go back and look at that documentary, and then they would be like, oh, okay.
They'll be
not
able to see the two together watching. If they watch that and then watch Pose, they'll be able to put two and two together, because Paris is Burning is a documentary.
Definitely.
It is a documentary.
Yeah.
It is real life.
Yeah.
It is not edited, to make it PG friendly. It is. This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like
it was raw.
It's not the hell around.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm with it. I am with it.
and Legendary on HBO. It was the HBO Max, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. First of all, I feel like the judges, let me take this back. I feel like one particular judge, yes, he has been there, mm-hmm. he has designed, he has walked, he has done this, he has done that, so on and so forth. But sometimes I just feel like put your money where your mouth is, because Miss Laomi, the Amazon, has no problem. She has no problem going out there and show you what
yeah,
the
I've
fuck
seen
they
it.
Do.
I've seen the show one time. I've seen it one time, and it was good. I enjoyed it, but I didn't watch any more episodes because I know they're in a, what, a second season, I think? Is it the second or third
yeah.
season? I'm not sure.
They are in the
yeah,
second
so, season. Yeah, I definitely have to go back and watch it again and stuff like that because, I mean, through it all, everything they, you know, they have on TV is positive for the community. It takes the community forward at least a little.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, we still got more work to do, but... You know, it's definitely dope to see, you know, everything on TV, on most of the stuff you would never see back in the day. Back in the 90s or the 80s or whatever, you would never see none of these shows on TV.
Platform for it. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, you know, let's think about it. We all know if we take the technology we got now and put it in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
baby, it would be a
oh my God.
Problem. It would be
yeah.
a problem.
Because a lot of the entertainers would be exposed back in the day if we had social media back then. You know? A lot of people would be exposed and stuff, but, you know, it is what it is.
yes, a lot more people would be exposed. But honestly, I would rather they do be. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be in the common
mm-hmm.
place where everyone wants to be real, everyone wants to be accepted, everyone wants people
exactly.
to understand that this is what reality is, then why is it so
is.
Hard
yeah.
to present your reality
mm-hmm.
to the world?
Mm-hmm. True.
People get me sometimes. People get me. But, yes, it is. I just don't write love songs. I am songs with the Chris Brown.
Do I
like
hear baby
Brown.
Puppies? Oh my God, your puppies
yeah.
are so adorable. I wish I lived in Texas.
Girl, come
I love your
them.
Puppies. They are so
come
adorable.
Get them. Hello, anyone that is on the line, everyone who is listening. You are in the state
yes.
of Texas. I have three small 7-week-old puppies. They are adorable, okay? They are
yes,
adorable.
Yes, they are.
Get a pop, please come get them. If you have any questions,
so what do they breed?
About a puppy,
are they boxers
they're
pit bulls?
They're pit bulls.
Yes. Pit bulls, uh-huh. They look like boxers to me a little bit.
No, they, oh, I'm so ready. Stop biting him. I'm so ready. The chunky
I know,
ones,
right? They just like they,
the all white ones.
Yeah, you know,
the all white one bite. You know, he be playing. He
yeah. But you know, puppies are just like kids, honey.
Oh my god! At least you can put Pampers on kids, y'all. At least you can put diapers
okay.
on kids. Okay. Paint on puppies. Y'all, we'll be right back. We heading to break. This is Gossip and Hip Hop. This is Miss Jerry. And this is Skylar.
And this is your girl, Skylar J.
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I play to the left, they went to the right, they try to finesse me. Still running around with that blicky, I hope they don't catch me. Police had raided that spot, so we went to the next street. Play like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm going retarded. He say I'm hauling, he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami, the middle of the winter, and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running the cat and I'm working the red
I cannot
keys.
Mention my my homies inside of my song, cause I know they be trapping a lot. I can't keep taking these pills when I'm in the trenches, they say I be capping a lot. I know a nigga who said he got rich all the dope, but I know he be acting a lot. I know some niggas who said that they took down the city, but niggas be lacking a lot, yeah.
That shit was awful, nigga had that dog food. That day they shot you, I slid on the mongoose.
You could not come back around me, you turned your back on me, I cannot forget. The police was lying, they said that they caught you, but nigga, they made you admit. Your name was fine, you put in that work, they took your stick, you a bitch. Fuck my ass, they be on my dick, they all be mad, we rich. Turn up.
Under 25, living like a boss, lying around with a chauffeur. I don't sell drugs, still be paranoid, keep looking over my shoulder. Niggas lying like I'm stealing swag, but it's my shit like I wrote it.
These rappers really nice as hell, I'm a different nigga when I'm pissed off. Many say he gon' press up on who? I'ma get the steal like I'm Chris Paul. Back to back to bourbons, I'm a big dog. I was in the slum serving fentanyls. I be laying junkies having withdrawals. I've been getting to a lot of missed calls. Turn it off, what the fuck is he talking about? I should slap you for saying he hot as me. I don't know who could fuck with me, honestly. They know I'm the man, so they watching me. Different color bands like Monopoly. Many must not be using his hair. If he thinking I don't keep a Glock with me, that's like suicide. If you play with us, got a better chance at the lottery. Call an ambulance when that chopper sweep. Make the crowd dance, choreography. Once I got a plan, ain't no stopping me. Three car garage, $1 million crib with a foreign bitch riding on top of me. A lot of people done said I want B shit. Well, I guess they owe me an apology.
These ain't no guest jeans. I dropped out of school, I'm still getting mad, but nigga don't test me. I played to the left, they went to the right, they tried to finesse me. Still riding around with that blicky out, they don't catch me. Police had raided that spot, so we went to the next street. Tell like I'm dumb, as soon as it pop, I'm going retarded. He say I'm hard and he say I'm garbage, I'm rich regardless. We in Miami in the middle of the winter and we on them jet skis. If we in Atlanta, I'm running the cat and I'm working the red key.
And we are back, y'all. We are back.
Yes, so, we are.
Let's give y'all some ignorant laughing for this, you know, before we close out today. So, the other day, I was on Instagram, scrolling through Instagram, minding my business, and I came across this one post. And I watched it, but I watched it on silent. So I didn't get to hear everything that was said.
Okay.
So it was this white man, you know, standing in the train station, and he was talking to these people. He was talking shit, and he called the female a nigga, and he got kicked.
Oh, my God. Sis, I know exactly what video you're talking about.
Exactly, right? You know, like, you can't be a midget. I don't care if y'all want to say I'm not being PC. I don't give a fuck. You cannot be a midget with half arms and call somebody a nigga. He kicked him like he was about to win the soccer goal for the United States.
I know, I saw that. He kicked his shit out his ass, honey. He kicked his shit. He kicked his motherfucking ass like a fucking volleyball, a volleyball.
I died and fell on the floor laughing. People literally died. I didn't die, but I fell on the floor laughing. Yes.
He kicked the shit out of his ass.
It was a female on the post who said something in reference to taking the N-word too serious and how some people give that word too much power. And to how I responded back, like, I understand some people give that word too much power, but you cannot dictate how somebody should feel about the word when they can reflect on the history.
True.
If they choose to not want to be called that word, you as a human being should respect that. And if you don't respect it, then you're going to get street fighter kicked like the little man did over there with no arms. So you can't be a midget with half arms, okay, and talk shit.
And talking shit.
You beat the fuck up, okay? Yeah. There is no way in hell you're not going to get beat the fuck up. You're going to get beat the fuck up, okay? A goddamn 12-year-old, my 12-year-old kid is taller than him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He had half arms. It baffled me. So when I watched it on silent, it was hilarious as shit. And when I turned on the volume, it was 10 times more funny. People, if you have not seen it, it is all over social media. I'm quite sure you could find it on WorldStar. I'm quite sure you could find it on all these other stuff. As a matter of fact, Grace will go ahead and get it posted on our Instagram page so people can see what we're talking about, because I'm telling you right now,
exactly.
It's some funny shit.
Yeah, tell them to post it on Street Smart Radio Facebook page.
Yes. Post
it. I bet you he won't call nobody else a nigga.
Said, the way he got kicked, I don't think he can pronounce it anymore.
I know. Why? He kicked the shit out of him. He kicked that motherfucker. I thought his arms was going to grow. Oh, let me stop. Oh, Tanisha, bad.
Oh,
don't say that.
His arms was going to grow. Oh, no.
After he kicked the shit out of his ass.
Girl, well, it would have been a tough decision his body was going to have to make, whether he wanted to give him some height, some arms, or some courage. I don't know, but his body had a lot of decisions to make at that moment. And him getting kicked, he didn't think that was going to happen. It happened, people.
It's crazy. I gagged when I seen that video. I was like, why? Because I didn't know what was happening, because I didn't, the volume was down on my phone. I just saw them getting into it with him, and then the other guy came up from around the corner and kicked the shit out of him and kicked him across
He kicked him like a soccer ball. You hear me?
Yes,
he
did. A soccer ball,
like,
yes.
Like, go!
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely exactly.
But we would love to thank y'all for tuning in to Gossip and Hip Hop tonight and shooting the shit with us. We shall be back next week for Gossip and Hip Hop. Gossip and Hip Hop next week, Saturday, or stay tuned.
Exactly.
You know,
stay tuned. We'll be back with some more gossip and hip hop and all those great things.
Right.
Definitely.
So it is the girl, Miss Jersey.
And your girl, Skylar J. And we love
and
you all for listening and supporting Street Smart Radio platform. And we thank you. Namaste.
Bye.
That's a hard knock life.
Black sheep, standing on my own truth. Mirror all at your dome like a mom's booth. What you want? All I gotta do is call Mook. Then he called Trey, get the boys bring us all to what the fuck? You thought my ring was over? Listen, it's the queen, they call me the trans over. Yeah, you know why, hard knock is on my shoulder. Group full of thugs, best with 2 hits and 1 boner. Listen, Mirror all. It's Vixen. Yeah. What the fuck? I'm the shit. Girl, multi-fascinated. Went to school of hard knocks, now I graduated. Fuck the lies, heavy stories is exaggerated. Try to take my good name, don't wanna see me naked. You a fraud, these niggas is retard. These hoes is overrated, kinda like a lease car. Call me Talibu, I'm gone, Tiger and Sean. Moving like a pawn, cross the board like a swan. What's the fucking tea? Sipping on a Snapple, laughing at you hoes. Packing when I travel, and I keep my warm seat like a roof collabal. Couple Mack trucks, nigga, all we do is drag them. Said you don't know, nigga, now we do. Like my rocks cold, like my furs too. And I keep some pretty queens on your balls blue. Have the cash when you ready, have them call you.
Fixin'.